Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Seeking the Kingdom. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Somebody said out loud, I'm in the kingdom.
I'm in the kingdom.
And the kingdom's in me.
And the kingdom's in me.
Should we be seeking to get other people in?
Yes.
Persuade them, let God rule over your house.
Yes.
Let God be over you.
Yes.
Let Him be Lord over you and everything that you have. He won't make you, but He'll receive you if you'll receive Him. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Go with me to Matthew then, the 20th chapter, please. Matthew 20 and about verse 20. Then came to him, Jesus, the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons, worshiping him and desiring a certain thing of him. Verse 21. And he said to her, what do you want? So in other words, she comes to him very respectful, worshipful, and says, Lord, I have a favor. What are you laughing about? I have a favor I want to ask of you. And he said, dear, what do you want? And she said, would you grant that these my two sons may sit, the one on your right hand and the other on your left hand, in your kingdom. Now this tells us volumes. Why would she ask for this? Jesus must have talked a lot about the kingdom, mustn't he? The more you look at the scriptures, you begin to see how far the present day church has gotten away from what Jesus emphasized. The gospel is called the gospel of the kingdom. Did you know that? The good news about the kingdom. But with, among millions of Christians around the planet, gospel in their minds not associated with kingdom. And Jesus talked about it so much that the people around him, his disciples and everybody that were followed and listened to him, they had kingdom on the mind. And they thought the kingdom was about to immediately appear. And the kingdom was going to be set up. And Jesus was going to be the King of Kings. And of course, that is true, but they were off on their timing. And so, this mama wants to get ahead of the rush. And they are so convinced that the greatest thing that's about to happen is the kingdom of God, and whoever is something in the kingdom is something forever. And this is this the greatest position you could ever have. And so she asked Jesus to give her two boys the top two spots under him in the kingdom. And what does he say? Read the next verse. Jesus said, you don't know what you're asking me for. And she didn't. You don't know what you're asking. Are you able to drink the cup I'll drink of, be baptized with the baptism that I'm baptized with? And I guess their boys were there with her somewhere. They said, we're able. Yes, we can. How many think they're answering too quick here? But what do they have on their mind? Top spots in the kingdom, right? Now, we should not just throw all this away. It's not that their desiring to have a place in the kingdom was bad. It's how they're going about it and their misunderstanding of how these things work and how they're given. We should desire to have a place in the kingdom and a greater place. And here is revelation about what qualifies one for greater place. We're going to begin to talk about that. Actually, what's happening right now in this life is proving us and either qualifying us or disqualifying us for place or greater place in the kingdom. This life is very, very brief. Didn't the Bible say that your life's like a vapor, like a mist? Now you see it, a few minutes, hour, it's gone. That's our life. This is the briefest thing we'll ever do. What's happening right now, this life. And beyond it, there's a lot going to happen. And it goes on forever and ever and ever. And the big thing that's going to be happening is the kingdom of God. I said the kingdom of God. And those who have been faithful and believing ones, the Bible said, He's washed us in His blood and made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign with Him. Do you believe it, saints? But now it's not going to be socialistic. It's not everybody going to be meted out the same cookie cutter positions and things. Oh no. Jesus told parables that explained the kingdom. You remember the one guy wound up ruling over 10 cities. Other guy ruling over 5. Well, that's half. Other guy, none. Remember that? And the Bible said in the resurrection, the future and the glory, we will differ in glory like the stars differ in brightness. Well, some stars are brighter than others. And why will it be? How will God be fair in appointing one of us eternal rulership over 10 kingdom cities and another person one or none? Well, He'll be fair. How many believe He'll be fair? It'll be perfectly fair. And some people say, well, if I can just make it to heaven, that's all I care, you know. Well, you say that now. But eternity is a very long time. And the kingdom, by all accounts, has got to be amazing, awesome, glorious. And so Jesus talks so much about it that everybody around Him is thinking, man, the kingdom, the kingdom, the kingdom, who? And so they begin to talk about, wonder who's going to be, have the greater place in the kingdom. And so Zebedee's boy's mom thought she'd get to jump on everybody else. And she goes to Jesus and just asks for the top two spots. Just asks. And He says, let me put the verse back up again. He says, you don't know what you're asking for. And we see that qualifying involves suffering. Now that is not a popular message, especially among Word and Faith folks. But it's the truth. He told the 12, He said, you are those that have been with Me in My temptations, and you are going to sit on 12 thrones. Hallelujah. And the Bible said that if we suffer with Him, we will be glorified with Him. The two are tied together. Now, when people hear these kind of things, they take all suffering and lump it together and don't differentiate. But the Bible talks about in Peter that you can suffer for your own mistakes and there's no glory in it and no reward. No, all suffering's not the same. And He's not talking about suffering from disease, are not having your needs met, are being confused or depressed. That's part of the curse of the law. We've been redeemed. Amen. From the curse of the law. So what kind of suffering is He talking about? He's talking about, primarily, they that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And also, if you're living, seeking the kingdom, you've got to be willing to sacrifice for the kingdom. You got to be willing to sacrifice your time and your stuff. That doesn't mean it's gone forever. You'll get it back. Won't you get it back? Good measure pressed down, 30, 60, 100 fold. But you got to be willing for it to cost you something. If you're not willing to be inconvenienced to do things for the kingdom, then it could turn out at the end that you'd be saved, but you won't have substantial inheritance and place in the kingdom. Now, if that sounds new to you, don't take my word for it. Put your nose in the book. And even easier, just come back next week. Because we're going to talk, we're going to get into some, we're just getting started in this. And, you know, I'm tasting some of the things that I'm preparing for you for down the road here, giving you a little taste right now. But how many are interested in qualifying for the greatest place we're supposed to, being everything we're supposed to the kingdom now and in the future? Well, verse 23. He said to them, you shall drink indeed of my cup and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. And we also see that he had already told them in another place, they were going to sit with him on these thrones. They are going to have, how many understand the 12, with the exception of Judas, are going to have great places in the kingdom. This is real. This is not fairy tale. This is real. These thrones are real. These cities are real. These places are real. And they're forever. It won't be too long until everything that's happening down here, every country, every government, will be a long distant memory. All this is fading away, going away. But of His kingdom, there shall be no end. He said, but to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give. Now this, among other places, shows that Jesus is not the Father. Some have tried to say that Jesus and the Father are the same person, just different manifestations of the same person. Not true. Not true. Jesus actually referred to Himself and the Father as two. I'm quoting Scripture. He also said, my Father is greater than I. He also said, concerning the coming day, He said, the Son of Man didn't know it, the angels didn't know it, only the Father in heaven. How could He know something He didn't know? How can you pray, not my will, but yours be done? That's like saying, not my will, but my own will be done. No, I'm not trying to mock, but it's not right. It's not correct. Jesus said, it's not mine to give, but it'll be given to them for whom it is prepared of my Father. How many can perceive and see these places in the kingdom are nothing light about them, nothing trivial about them. They're forever. They're important. They're places of authority and glory under the Master. Verse 24. When the 10 heard it, they were moved with indignation against these two brothers. Not least of all, because they didn't think of it first.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Seeking the Kingdom, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.